राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन टेम्पल इस्कॉन हैदराबाद फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। We are reading from fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 23rd chapter is under discussion. Maharaj Prathu's going back to Godhead. The verse today which we are going to speak and discuss is spoken by Maitreya Rishi and is called Shruti Phal. Shruti Phal means it is the benediction if one hears this portion of Bhagavatam. It's called Shruti Phal or benediction. So let's read this verse and then we can discuss. Trihi kritva idam akranya naro narya athva dritta aprajah svaprajatamo Nirdhano dhanavantamaha Trikritva idam akaranya Naro naryatva drita Aprajah svaprajattamo Nirdhano dhanavantamaha Trikritva idam akaranya Naro naryatva drita Aprajah svaprajattamo Nirdhano dhanvattamaha Trikritva idam akaranya Naro naryatva drita Aprajah svaprajattamo Nirdhano dhanvatamaha Trikritva idam akaranya Naro naryatva drita Aprajah svaprajattamo Nirdhano dhanavattamaha Trikritva idam akaranya Naro naryatva drita Aprajah svaprajattamo Nirdhamo dhanavan Matadis Yankritva yamakarnya Naro naryatva drita Varnadho prajattamo Yana dhanavantanaha Three is three in English also. Three times. Kritva, repeating. Idam, this. This means the pastime of King Prithu. Akaranya. Karanya means ear. Akaranya means hearing. Naro, man. Narya, woman. Equal rights for both. Both. Naro, nare. Athwa. Athwa means are. Adrita. Adrita means with respect. Adr. Adrita. Adrita with great respect. In great respect. Adrita. The words you know, adar. Adar with great respect. Apraja. A means no, praja means son. One who has no son or children. Praja. Swa prajatamo. Swa means praja means children. And tama means many. And swa means qualified. He will have many qualified children. Nirdhano, one who is having no money. Dhanavattamaha, he become the greatest rich man. Is this, the words are clear? Very clear. So translation by Srila Prabhupada, it does not matter whether one is man or woman. Anyone who with great respect hears this narration of Maharaj Prithu will become the father of many children if he is without children, and will become the richest man if he is without money. It's interesting, no? You just print this translation and have a big billboard outside the temple. Anybody who comes and hears Prithu Maharaj's pastime will have money, becomes the richest man. Yeah, you will have a full temple every day. Huh? See, this is Vyasadeva is compiling. this is the benediction given by Vyasadeva, and his Maitreya Rishi is simply repeating it. The author has given this benediction that whoever hears this pastime of supreme incarnation of God, Prithu Maharaj, he will get whatever he wants. So Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, materialistic persons who are very fond of money and great families worship different demigods to attain their desires. This is Prabhupada's preaching mood. So Prabhupada is hitting the target how you want to preach. Alright, you are going to the demigods to get benefit? What? Money? Children? Good wife? What you want? Yeah, why you are going to demigods? Here, there is a good invitation for you to come and listen Bhagavatam. And you will get all the benefit also. So this is Prabhupada's preaching mood. Prabhupada is in a preaching mood and he's saying, especially which demigod they are going to worship? Demigods Durga. Now, 10 days before, 10 days earlier, we had all over India Durga Puja. Thousands, millions and millions and millions of rupees were just spent, and after 10 days, worshipable Durga was put into the water. Mataji ko ramana kar diya. So this type of worship, why they did all this? They spend so much money because they know they will get many big benefits. The other demigod they worship is Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Such materialistic persons are called, what these peoples are called? Those who are worshipping demigods, what they are called? Shurya, Aishwarya, Praje, Ipsava. Shurya means those who want beauty. Shurya, Aishwarya, opulences. Sundarta chahiye, Vaibhav chahiye, Dhan chahiye, Aishwarya. Prajaha, praja ka matlab? Children. Ipshava means those who have desires. These people have desires. What type of desire they have? they want Shriya, they want money, they want Aishwarya, they want children, they want beauty. So for all these purpose, Shriya means beauty, Aishwarya means riches, and Praja means children, and Ispavaha means desiring. As described in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to worship various demigods for different types of benediction. This is in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Virat, Purush and different demigods there, and how to worship each demigod to get specific benefit, it is there. So Prabhupada is quoting that already it is written there. However, here it is indicated that simply by hearing of the life and character of Maharaj Prato, one can have both riches and children in enormous quantities. This is called preaching strategy. So Prabhupada, as a well-known preacher, is using this verse for preaching to the people who are generally very much interested only in money in this world, and everybody is day in and day out working simply to earn money and to have good children. So for these people, Prabhupada is inspiring them, you want all these things? Why don't you simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam? And this portion of Srimad Bhagavatam describing Prithu Maharaj's transcendental pastime. One simply has to read and understand the history. This second word is very difficult. Prabhupada has written very simply. One simply has to read and understand. This word understand, when you understand, then you don't need money. This is very interesting. If really you understand, then you will know that Prabhupada, this Prithu Maharaj was the great king and he left the kingdom. So why should I need money? That is the difference between the demigod worship and the worship of the Supreme Lord. When we worship demigod, we only get the benefit, whatever we desire. But when we worship Supreme Lord, before he fulfill our desire, he also purify our desire. And by the time he give us something, we say we don't need it. This is very interesting phenomena. Dhruv Maharaj went all the way Dhruv Maharaj went to worship the Supreme Lord to get the kingdom of his father. And when he got Supreme Lord in front of him, "No, what do you want?" "I don't want anything." "You came all the way, small child, you want really kingdom, why you are saying no?" He said, "That was my desire when I started, but now after worshipping you and having your darshan, I don't have any desire. That desire which I was having was just a broken piece of glass. Now I have diamond in front of me. I don't want anything." So this is interesting, that if we go to the Krishna for fulfillment of any desire, he will fulfill the desire, but in the process of fulfilling desire, he will purify. Andar pavitra itna kar dega, and then by the time the desire is fulfilled, you have no interest in that desire anymore. So this word understanding, Prabhupada has put this word very, read and understand. This understand is very heavy word. Understand means you apply your mind. You apply your mind to the pastime of Prithu Maharaj. What is pastime of Prithu Maharaj? 11 chapters are describing the pastime of Prithu Maharaj in 4th canto. There are 4 subject matters. There are 4 portions of the 4th canto. The first portion is 7 chapters, Yajna by Daksha Prajapati. Yajna is good. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita said, "I created Yajna along with creation. Sa Praja Srishtva Prajapati, Sa Yajna Praja Srishtva." Along with the Praja, I created Yajna. And do this Yajna, but don't do this Yajna by offending Vaishnava.
In Daksha Prajapati's Yajna, Vaishnava Shankar was, Shiva was offended and the Yajna was completely devastated. Only it was successful when Lord Vishnu appeared personally. These 7 chapters are dedicated to Yajna, but only it will be successful if Lord Vishnu is pleased. And it can never be successful if we offend any Vaishnava. Shankar is the greatest Vaishnava. He was offended by Daksha Prajapati. There was no success. Next 5 chapters, Dhruva Charitra, Dhruva Maharaj's Charitra. Son of Swayambhu Manu, Uttanapad, his son, Dhruva Maharaj. Their creation, first part of the creation. Brahma was not satisfied with the creation which he has done with his mind. So then he created from his right side Swayambhu Manu and from left side he created Satrupa, and he requested them to have progeny. Abhap Santan Utpan Karo. And they have 2 sons and 3 daughters. The first son Uttanapad, and in this 4th canto there is the lineage or the dynasty of Uttanapad through Dhruva Maharaj, and Prithu Maharaj is in that Dhruva once. And after 5 chapters of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva is an artha-arthi bhakta. Dhruva is considered, when we say Chaturvidha bhajate mam jana sukriti nu arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, then example of one who is for artha, for getting material benefit, Dhruva Maharaj is one. He went with all the way to get kingdom, but he was purified in the process. But Krishna, nonetheless, Lord Vishnu awarded him the kingdom of his father. And beyond that, he said, I will give you a special planet, Dhruva Lok. It is not that Krishna is not fulfilling the desire, but he's fulfilling the desire when your desire is purified. Then you use all that which you desire in the service of Krishna. What is the meaning of purification of desire? Purification of desire, you wanted something for your personal self-gratification when you started. Jab gaye prarthana karne to apne sukh ke liye gaye. But in the process, the heart is purified. And now Krishna has given more than what we wanted. But now because we have purified heart, we'll use all that in service of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It's not that we should not desire. We should desire to serve lovingly with affection Krishna. So Dhruva Maharaj got the kingdom. But very interesting, still Dhruva Maharaj, after having darshan of Lord Vishnu, become angry when his brother Uttam was killed by Yaksha. And he becomes so angry and he was completely annihilating all the Yaksha dynasty. Yakshun ko marne ke liye. Now his grandfather Swayambhu Manu has to appear. A great devotee. Swayambhu Manu is one of the great devotee of Supreme Lord. Swayambhu Manu has to appear and instruct his grandson Dhruva Maharaj. For one person's misconduct, don't give punishment to whole dynasty of Yaksha. Very interesting verse Swayambhu Manu quoted. Only Supreme Lord is pleased with those who give respect to the superiors, have friendship with the equals, be merciful to the dependents, and equal to all people are favored by Supreme Lord. This is the verse spoken by Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj to pacify him. And because of this association of the pure devotee Swayambhu Manu, Dhruva Maharaj retired from his kingdom. He retired and he left to Badrika Ashram at the bank of Ganges. And he did the austerities and the aeroplane came from Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha se Vimanaya. चालक साथ में आए नंद सुनंद से, द्रु प्लीज कम. And when Dhruv boarded, he simply said, wait a minute, I got all this benefit because my mother blessed me. Suniti, meri maa Suniti, Bhagwan ki prapti mein mera sahyog kiya. I want my mother to go with me. And aeroplane pilot said, see the next aeroplane carrying your mother ahead of you. But the message to us is, the one who helped us in Krishna consciousness, we should never, 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 ever forget that person. That's what Dhruv Maharaj is teaching us. That mother, she simply said, go to the forest where you can find the God. Path Pradashta Guru, only she was the Guru, she was the only to give the showing the way. But to that person, Dhruv Maharaj never forgot. Kabhi nahi bhula. माँ के इस उपकार को नहीं भूला द्रु. एनीवे एनीबडी हु इज हेल्पिंग अस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, दे इंस्पायर्ड अस बाय सिंपली गिविंग बुक, दे इंस्पायर्ड अस बाय इनवाइटिंग अस फॉर प्रसाद, बिकम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस, वी शुड ऑलवेज बी थैंकफुल टू देम. वी शुड नेवर वी शुड ऑलवेज बी प्रेइंग फॉर देम दैट दे शुड दे हैव अस गिवन अस समथिंग matchless and we cannot repay them. Now Dhruv Maharaj, after Dhruv Maharaj in the dynasty, Maharaj Ang without son prayed for son and he got his son. After Yajna he got his son, but he got this son that was great rascal Vena. And Maharaj Ang saying, first I was really lamenting because I have no son. पहले तो दुख था पुत्र नहीं है. Now I am very much worried. I have nonsense son. This son, ये बेटा मेरा सत्यानाश करेगा. He's going to annihilate everything. And then in one moment he becomes self-realized. Maharaj Ang said, "Thank you very much, my dear God, Supreme Lord." My dear God, thank you very much. You have given me so notorious son that I have no attachment to him, to the kingdom, and I am living in the middle of the night. So even whatever the condition devotee is in, he will take advantage of that. Maharaj Ang said, very nice. Bahut acha. Badmash ladka hai. Meri isme moh nahi hoga. Raj mein bhi moh nahi hai aur raat ko. In the middle of the night he left. Now, nobody is there to rule. The Brahmins, headed by Bhrigu and other rishis, they said, Vena, ye Ven jo hai, we know he is really not up to mark as a king. He is definitely very notorious person. But until and unless he makes some mistake, he should be given chance until he proves himself unworthy. Vena was enthroned as a king. And then Vena called all the Brahmins and said, do you know that the king is a representative of Supreme Lord Vishnu? Yes, King Vena, yes. We know the one ruler, jo raja hota hai, usme Vishnu ka ansh hota hai. Yes, we know. He has the shakti, he has the power of Vishnu invested in him. And then Vena said, therefore you worship me. Why you are worshipping the Supreme Lord? This is called misinterpretation of the philosophy. This is misinterpretation of the philosophy. This is what most of the people are misusing the philosophy for their personal interest. There is a typical example of Vena. Shastra ko tod mor kar apna mat seedha karna, ullu seedha karna bolte isko. Bhagwan hota hai raja ke mein na. Achha? Haan, yes, then worship me. He's a demon. He's a demonic nature, typical. And the Brahmins, they enthrone him. They were so powerful also to dethrone him. That is the Brahman is powerful. Hunkarke, they said, oh, something like that. And Vena finished. But these Brahmins, If they kill, they also has a power to create. It's not you have right to kill somebody if you don't have a power to get something again, creation from him. And then he said, without king, the kingdom will be really ruined. What can we do? Oh, from this man, Dhru once, it is a once of great devotee, Dhru. Ye Dhru Maharaj ka once hai. We don't want this lineage of Dhru Maharaj to vanquish from this planet Earth. We should do something. Kya karenge? They started churning the body of Vena. And from the lower part of the body of the Vena, Nishad came out, a black, typical man who is personified sin, and he went to the jungle. And Nishad, all the Nishad dynasty from the in the jungle, their only business is to loot, and they are decoyed and they are killing, that's all. So that portion of the Vena which was sinful is gone out. Now they did the churning of the two arms of Vena. Donu hathon ka manthan kiya. Right side se Prithu Maharaj prakat huye. From the right side Prithu and from left side Mother Archi. So Maharaj Prithu is Ayonia. Ayonij. Ayonij means he is born without mother and father. He is especially appeared from the churning of Since he appeared from the churning of the arms, so he has a Kshatriya qualification. He is a Kshatriya. And he is a Shakti Avesh avatar. Prithu Maharaj is Shakti Avesh avatar. Like Narad is Shakti Avesh avatar with Bhakti Shakti. Kumara is Shakti Avesh avatar with Jnana and Vairag Shakti. Chatursha Kumara. So Prithu is Shakti Avesh avatar with the Shakti of how to manage the kingdom. Praja. So this Prithu Maharaj now enthroned as a king with Mother Archi. And as a king, Prithu is the first king in the history of the human civilization where he organized townships. Share bandhana. Other before that, people were just walking, like they just still. There are some people in India. They banjara. They are just moving wherever there is water, where there is something to eat. They go there and then move. But Prithu Maharaj, first time, he made the villages, towns. He made Brahmins to maintain themselves by Vedic education. He made Kshatriyas to protect the citizen. He made Vaishnavas to do the business, agriculture. He made the Shudras to do the seva and maintain themselves. He divided the land. He made the land very plain. And then he managed to get food for all citizens of his country, including snakes and scorpions, birds and beasts. He took earth as her, as his daughter. Prithvi ko apni beti banaya. And Prithvi, she was running and he was chasing. He says, why you are hiding all these herbs? He said, because the rulers are notorious. So this is a symbol. This is a sign she is telling. Prithvi Mata Kariya, she is saying, if the rulers are not God conscious, she will not provide the necessities. She will hide all these things. If the ruler is like Yudhishthira Maharaj, everything is in abundance. Seasons will give everything in abundance. There is no scarcity of anything. If the rulers are wrong, then the seasons will change and there will be devastation and the earth will not provide the needs of the citizens. But somehow Prithu Maharaj, and then he was doing yajna. Ashwamedh Yajna, 100 sacrifices. By the 99th sacrifice, Indra become really upset, and he was fearful that anyone who does 100 horse sacrifices, he is qualified to be Indra. So he was very much worried about his post. So he came and he tried to steal the horse. And at that time, when he was stealing horse, Prithu Maharaj was in a yajna, so he cannot leave the yajna. Why I am telling this story? Because this says you will get all the dhan and everything. I am telling Prithu Maharaj, one pastime of Prithu Maharaj, you will get all these benefits. This is the history. Ye Prithu Maharaj ki katha hai. So Prithu cannot get up from the yagya shala because he was dikshit in a yagya. So his son, Vijayashva, his name is Vijayashva because he conquered the horse of the sacrifice. So Vijayashva, he was chasing Indra, and Indra immediately he changed himself in a sannyasi dress. Now Indra becomes sannyasi, then how can a kshatriya really harm a spiritual man, higher order of the spiritual? And Srila Prabhupada writes, Indra ke sannyas ki dress ko dekh ke bahut sare saffron color mein sannyasi dhoke baaz nikle. Now this is time the Indra has become like he acted like a sadhu. Three times it happened like that. And Atri Rishi was as a priest, he was saying go and chase his Indra. Ultimately Lord Vishnu appeared along with Indra and he said, Prithu Maharaj, now give up your last sacrifice. No need of 100 sacrifice for you. And Prithu Maharaj said, all right, whatever you are saying, I'm simply doing everything to please you. And he said, forgive Indra. And then he embraced Indra. That is Vaishnava. That is Vaishnava. The one who was giving torture and trouble. Indra was trying to stop the harsh sacrifice of Prithu Maharaj. He was hindering his way as an enemy, but Prithu Maharaj, he simply forgave him. Forgiveness, that's called tolerance. Titikshwa is also called shantir. Sometimes Prabhupada translated the word like to tolerate, to forgive. So tolerance is one of the most important qualification of a devotee. Tarnad api sunichera taror api sahishnona. So Prithu Maharaj qualified as the highest grade of Vaishnavas by forgiving and embracing Indra. And this pleased Lord Vishnu. And he got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. He got all the benediction from Vishnu. He ruled the kingdom. He got 5 sons. But still, he needed the association of devotee. See, there's an interesting phenomenon in Bhagavatam. Even after having darshan, Bhagavan Vishnu ke darshan ke baad, he needed the association of devotee. Bhakt ke sang ki zarurat. Still, he needed the devotee's association. So how much important is the association of devotee? Bhakt ka sang kitna mahatvapurna hai. And Chatush Kumara, Sanat Kumar, along with his 3 brothers, the 4 celibate sons of Brahma, they are considered also as incarnations. Chatush Kumar avataron mein gine gaye hai Bhagavat mein. They are counted among the incarnation. They appeared to Prithu Maharaj. Now these sadhu appeared. See, both incarnation. Prithu is also Shakti Avesan incarnation. Chatush Kumaras are also Shakti Avesan incarnation. Why they are doing this pastime? To teach us. Dono avatar hai Shakti Avesan. Unko kya karne ki jarurat karne ki kya hai aise? Why they are doing like this? Why? Because to teach us. Humko sikhane ke liye. And what Sanat Kumar told? A previous chapter, this is 22nd chapter from 18th verse. Sanat Kumar started, first Prithu Maharaj received them with higher respect because they were brahmacharis. Prithu Maharaj was grastha. They were celibate. So grastha's first duty is to respect the sannyasis, those who are in a renounced order. And these are bal brahmacharis. They are brahmachari forever. So they are more than sannyasis. They always remain children. And therefore, Prithu Maharaj highly respected them. So this is first Prithu Maharaj did his. And then he asked one question. said, how can we who are entangled in the material world, bhautik jagat mein phans gaye hain, grast mein, how can we be freed? And then Sanat Kumar and all, they were answering his questions, and in the process of answering question, this important verse was spoken by Sanat Kumar, and that verse has changed the heart of Prithu Maharaj. In other words, this verse is for us to understand the purpose of human life. And this verse is Yatapada Pankaja Palasa Vilasa Bhaktya Karamashayam Grithitam Udagratyanti Santaha Tadvam Naripta Matyo Yatayo Apirudha Soto Ganastam Arnam Bhajavasudevam. This is spoken by Sanat Kumar. The meaning is, devotees who are always engaged in service of the toes of the lotus feet of Lord, Pada Pankaja, Bhagavan ke Charan Kamal. This is personal philosophy. Sakshat Bhagavan ke Charan Kamal, lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, can very easily overcome hard knotted desire of fruitive activities. They can overcome. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the veils of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. This is instruction given to Prithu Maharaj by Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar was senior to Prithu Maharaj because he is son of Brahma, and Brahma has a son and his name is, just we discuss, Swayambhu Manu, and Swayambhu Manu has a son Uttanapada, and Prithu Maharaj appeared in that dynasty. Though he is Satyavesha avatar, but in chronology he is junior. So we all are devotees, but there is some seniority and respect for that in that context also. So they are receiving instruction from Sanat Kumar, and this instruction particularly, though it was a different yuga, so Prithu Maharaj undergone different austerities with yoga abhyas, with pranayama and with other things, but ultimately, immediately he practiced devotional service unto Vasudev in accordance to this verse. And then Prithu Maharaj immediately decided to hand over. And one interesting verse Prithu Maharaj spoke to Chatush Kumara, Sanat Kumar. Very interesting verse he spoke. What did he say? You have imparted so valuable knowledge to us. I want to repay you. But what can I pay you? I am simply having something remnants of the Brahmana as a uchisht prasad. I have only something remnant. How can I give you? What it means? It means this kingdom which I am ruling is given by Bhrigu and other rishis to rule me. So how can I give you anything because it does not belong to me? This is another instruction which is for us to understand, whatever we have is not belonging to us. It does not belong to us. Ye hamara nahi hai. It's not ours. Raj ka malik hai. Prithu is a king, celebrated king, and he got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. He is qualified, and he is saying this word to the saintly person, how can I give anything? Since this what I have, it is simply given by Brahmins to me. All the kings who are ruling all over the world now, this all earth was given by Parashuram in a charity to Kashyap, and everybody is ruling the charity. It is not their property. Brahmanon ka diya hua hai, uchisht prasad hai. And then he said, me, my life, my wife, my children, we all are at your service. This is only which belongs to me. Nothing else belongs to me. This is very, very, high. This is Prithu Maharaj's, answer to the offering to the Sanat Kumar and brothers with these words. See, as we just discussed, both are incarnation, dono avatar hain, lekin humko sikha rahe hain. They are just teaching us that we should not really be possessive of anything. कोई चीज हमारी ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए. Anything belongs to us, really speaking? Huh? Really speaking, anything belongs to us? No. Really, no. It was on the 2 square foot land. 2 square foot land, you are standing anywhere and claiming that I am standing on this land. Under you, there are 8 to 10 other persons who are buried and who were claiming before you for the same land. 2 foot zameen ko apna mante, uske niche 10 aadmi mare hue, aapse pehle apna mante the. Aur aapke jayenge to 11 gine jayenge. But it is not yours. You will be the 11th person to leave. So nothing belongs to us, really speaking. And Alexander the Great, he left the message to the world that coffin has no pockets. When the person dies and the last cloth that is wrapped around his body is called coffin, and there is no pocket in the coffin. You know, it is unstitched and there is no pocket in that. So whatever you are collecting for putting in a pocket, when there is no pocket, when we depart from this. Coffin mein jeb nahi hua karta. There is no pocket, is right? There is no pocket in the coffin. Coffin mein jeb nahi hota. So what we are doing all this for? Why we are claiming everything belongs to us? Why can't we be? If this is the meaning of understanding the pastime of Prithu Maharaj, that nothing belongs to me, then everything will be given. Then everything will be given to you. That's what we can hear. We can learn from Prabhupada's life. He was taken away. Everything was taken away from him. And then he was given in abundance everything. And then he utilized everything in service of Krishna. He established these temples that we are sitting there and hearing Bhagavatam. He did all this because whatever was given to him, and he always considered it is how it can be used in service of Krishna. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. Only my sincerity is that I don't claim to be a penny of mine. Ek penny, ek paisa bhi main apna nahi manta hun. This is only my, if I have anything, say, and therefore Krishna is giving me. So why Krishna is giving me enormously? He said, he has given me more than all these Western devotees. He Prabhupada at that time said, they are serving me. I'm not paying them anything. In one place, Prabhupada said, the father of Jawaharlal Nehru, the father of the then Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru, Motilal Nehru, he paid 10 times more salary to a British man and employed him as his servant in the office. He said, why you are paying 4 times, 10 times more salary you can get in a less salary Indian doing same job? He said, I want to show them that I am their master. Kyun zyada tankha dete ho angrez ko sunane ke liye ki wo mera naukar hai? And then Prabhupada said, he paid 10 times salary. I am not paying a penny to them and they are serving me. They are serving me, I am not giving a penny to them. Krishna has given me this opulence. Do you know why? Prabhupada said, do you know why? And they all were silent. And then Sri Prabhupada said, because I don't claim any penny belongs to me. Kyunki ek paisa main apna nahi manta hun. This is the transparency. This is the transparency which inspire Krishna. And Krishna provides everything in abundance that can be used in Krishna's service. Because Krishna is too much interested to get us all back to Godhead than we are really desiring. Krishna is more interested to take us to Godhead than we desire to go there. In simple language, devotee may not be Krishna conscious, but Krishna is devotee conscious more. Krishna is more devotee conscious than we are Krishna conscious. भगवान बहुत ज्यादा भक्तों का ध्यान रखता है, हम भगवान को भूल भी सकते हैं, वी फॉरगेट सो मेनी टाइम्स इन ए डे कृष्णा, बट कृष्णा नेवर फॉरगेट्स अस, ही इज ऑलवेज विथ अस. सो एनीबडी हु इज हेल्पिंग दिस मूड ऑफ कृष्णा टू रिक्लेम the pious soul back to home, back to God, Krishna will provide anything, any time, any amount. Jitna chahiye, jab chahiye, jo chahiye, Krishna is ready to give, provided we want to use that to serve Krishna by preaching the message of Bhagavad Dharma. Koi cheez ki kami nahi hai. Only Prabhupada said, since mera ek paise ke upar bhi main apna nahi manta hun. Whatever 10 rupees somebody was donating to Prabhupada, Prabhupada next day morning, he called the secretary, deposit in MVT fund, Mayapur Vrindavan Trust fund. So for a penny he was, if you look into the old Prabhupada's days in Vrindavan, Radha Damodaram temple, and early days in America, he said, $1 donation came. 20 cent spent on traveling, 10 cent vegetable purchased, balance 30 cents balance. He was keeping so meticulous balance of every penny. Dekh lijiye, paisa nahi tha, ek rupiya tha, uska bhi hisab tha. Aur hamare paas, and we have so much Krishna's money, and we are not very much accountable. Really speaking, therefore, Prabhuji has to travel everywhere to do the, what is it called? Auditing. Huh? The servants who were with Prabhupada, they were really surprised that yesterday only few rupees he got and he just kept everything so seriously. Next day he handed over, go and deposit in so and so account. I said, this is only the reason Krishna is giving me an abundance. So to understand this, so here what we are reading is, anybody who understands this Prithu Maharaj Charitra or the pastime of Prithu Maharaj, read and understand. Simply by hearing of the life and character of Maharaj Prithu, one can have both riches and children in enormous quantities. One simply has to read and understand the history, the life and activities of Prithu Maharaj. So just we have discussed history, life and activities of Prithu Maharaj. Now we have to understand it. And if we really understand it, then we leave everything behind, and then Krishna sees that now, Krishna don't sees what you are giving to him. He only sees what you are keeping for yourself. Bhagwan ye nahi dekhte hain ki aapne peti mein kitna dala. Bhagwan dekhte hain aapne apni jeb mein kitna rakha hai. He is simply watching how much you are keeping for yourself. You may 1 lakh rupiya main daan deta hun, lekin aapke paas 1 crore hai. He says, 1% he is giving me. So I should just benefit him 1%. 2 rupees hai jiske paas, 1 rupee dalta hai. Out of 2 rupees, put 1 rupee. 50% donation. I will bless him 50%. Sridhar Kolavech, he was having say 4 paisa and 2 paisa he was just giving in donation. Only keeping half for maintenance, something like that. So such devotees, whatever they have, they give everything to Krishna. Krishna really cannot repay them. Then he gives them back unlimited, that is uncountable. But he is accountable, because he used everything for the service of Krishna. It is advised that one read them at least 3 times. This is three. Three kṛta idam ākaraṇya. 3 times to read this Prithu Maharaj Charitra. Really, if somebody reads 3 times, then he will be self-realized. He will understand that all this riches, all this kingdom, everything, ultimately we have to leave. Then he will become devotee automatically. At least he should read 3 times. Those who are materially afflicted will so benefited, will so benefit by hearing of the Supreme Lord and his devotees that they need not to go any demigod. Now Prabhupada is ending his preaching mood. Say, why you are going to demigod for all these things? Simply sit at your home and read Bhagavatam. And you read it 3 times, you will get all the benefits. But Prabhupada knows, this is the way Kashyap Muni, huh? When Aditi was saying that I need somebody to kill Indra. Aditi wanted this. Now Kashyap is intelligent. He said, yes, you go, you do this vrta. And when you do this vrta, when you follow these vows, then Supreme Lord will be pleased. This is the intelligent way. And he cannot say no to the wife. But he engaged the wife in such a sort of woe that by doing that she was purified. And she was so much purified that ultimately instead of enemy of the Indra, the friend of the Indra, the Vamandev appeared. So there is Prabhupada's mood. This is the consciousness. Prabhupada's mood is like that mood when they read Bhagavatam like this 3 times, Prithu Maharaj, their heart will change. Then they will get the benefit, but they will not use this for sense gratification. Then they will use it for Krishna consciousness. So there is a daksha, that is called a preacher is daksha. Daksha means expert. He is so expert that he, according to your desire, he will talk. But he will talk so nicely that you will be inspired to do the job. And when you are doing that job, you will be purified in the process. And by the end of the, by when you finish your that particular work, you will become a devotee by the end. This is the way, here it is said. So 3 times at least you should read this Prithu Charitra and you will get all the benefit. What is this Prithu Charitra actually? In Bhagavad there are 10 subject matter and one of the subject matter of Bhagavad is Ishanukatha. Ishanukatha. Ish means Supreme Lord, Anu means those who follow. So the pastime of Supreme Lord and his devotees is called Ishanukatha. It is Ishanukatha, 10 mein se ek subject. After the 10 subject matter which are in Bhagavatam, one is Ishanukatha. And this Prithu Charitra is Ishanukatha. And what is the benefit of Ishanukatha? When we hear Ishanukatha, the pastime of Supreme Lord and his devotee, what is the result? Vasna ka bij bhi jal jata hai. Vasna means the seed of the desire completely fried and finished. What is the benefit of Ishanukatha? Ishanukatha, mostly 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Ishanukatha. 9th chapter of Bhagavatam is full of Ishanukatha. The katha of the Supreme Lord Ram is described there. And the other incarnation, other devotees are described there, both Surya Vansa and Chandra Vansa, the sun and moon dynasties and the great kings are described there. What is the benefit of reading that Ishanukatha? And this Prithu Charitra is Ishanukatha. Is coming under Ishanukatha. And when we hear Ishanukatha, when we read Ishanukatha, it completely uproot this desire within the heart, which give rise to repeated birth and death. It completely uproot the desire. Ishanukatha bij ka nas kar deti hai. Seed is completely finished. Therefore Prabhupada said, one who reads step by step 9 canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be fully God realized. Then he can enter into the 10th canto. In the preface of Bhagavatam. Bhagavat ke preface mein Prabhupada is saying, if one sincerely and regularly, step by step, from 1st canto to 9th canto he studies, he, by the end of 9th canto, he will be completely God realized. He fully God realized. So Krishna is not God. Krishna is beyond God. He will be God realized by that time. Then he can understand 10th canto, which is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. That is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. That stage, so ninth, by 9th canto, all the desire will be completely finished. So this is Ishanu Katha. And this is the benefit. And then Prabhupada is writing few more lines. So there is no need for worship to the demigod for any benefit, because simply by hearing and reading Bhagavatam we can get all the benefits. The word Swaprajatamaha, Swaprajatamaha, surrounded by many children, is very significant in this verse. For one may have many children, but may not have any qualified children. People have so many children now, but they are not qualified. But Prabhupada is writing, here however it is stated, Swa Prajattamaha, that all the children thus attend would be qualified in education, wealth, beauty and strength. Su means qualified. Only prajana, suprajattamaha. Suchi nam shri matam gehe yog brishto abhijayate. Suchi nam shri matam. Shri matam means dhan. Shri matam means paisa. Shri matam means wealthy. But suchi is before that. Suchi means pure. Kala dhan nahi. Pure. Suchi matam shri matam gehe. So this is su. Children will be completely qualified. Prabhupada says they are qualified in education, in wealth, beauty and strength. Everything complete. Even you may have many children, but they are all nonsense. What will you do? You have to leave the kingdom like Maharaj Ang. So why to do like that? Why don't you get a qualified children? And simply by hearing Prithu Katha, now devotee may ask, all these are karmakand things. This is all Bhagavatam is speaking. You will get wealth, you will get children. So after 2 days, you will come across the verse that will say, a pure devotee who is executing the different process of devotional service may be situated in transcendental position, being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But even he, while discharging devotional service, must hear, read and induce others to hear about the character of life of Prithu Maharaj. This is starting for so many people. When Vyasadeva was speaking Bhagavatam, when Sukhdev Maharaj was speaking Bhagavatam to Parikshat Maharaj, there were different rishis sitting there and all were not Vaishnavas and all were having a different, different philosophies on their back. So Bhagavatam was presented by Sukhdev Goswami, which is tasty for everybody. And ultimately, he is bringing to the devotional service. By this end, by this verse, it says, even the pure devotees who are in transcendental position, they should hear, they should read, and they should make others to hear, and they will be benefited in devotional service. So it goes gradually. It goes step by step. So this will come. This is a verse which is after 3-4 days, this verse will come, which is a pure devotee. Muktanya sango bhagavatya. Muktanya. One who is completely liberated. Even such person will be benefited by hearing Prithu Charitra. So then there's the last verse, and then this chapter is over. And the third part of fourth canto is over, where the Prithu Charitra in 11th chapters, and then 8 chapters will describe the descendant of Prithu and Prachetas, and 3 chapters for Prachetas and 5 chapters for Prachin Barahit. One of the descendants of Prithu was very well known king, Prachin Barahit. And he was a big Kramkandi. And whole earth was completely covered by the Kush grass with north and east facing ends. And Narad was really completely merciful on him, and he said, this Karmakanda you are doing is not going to benefit you. And then he spoke this Puranjan Upakhyan, and he made him a devotee. And then Prachin Bharat left the kingdom. And then Prachetas came. 10 sons Prachetas. These Prachetas were favored by Bhagavan Shankar. Shiv gave them special prayer to get Vishnu. And they got the darshan of Sankarsana. They got the darshan of Sankarsana. But when they came back, they become angry. They become angry and the moon god pacified them. And then this Prachetas, they will have a son, Daksha again coming. Daksha will come as a son. The one Daksha who offended Shiva, he will be purified. Then he will come as a son again, Daksha. And then this generation will go further, Daksha, Prajapati. And so this will continue further. In this way, 31 chapter completes the fourth canto with four divisions. Yajna division, and Dhru Maharaj earth, and Prithu Maharaj all the desire fulfilled by Prithu Maharaj, and even reading his charitra will fulfill all the desires. And then the fourth, last portion, 8 chapters are liberation by association with the Narada and by his teaching of Prachan, this Puranjan Akhyan, the Prachin Bharit is liberated, Prachetas are liberated. So this four division of fourth canto in this way completes, and then fifth canto start with the second son of Swayambhu Manu, Priyavrat, and then it goes that dynasty continues in the fifth canto. There is Isthan, mostly Isthan is described in that canto. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Prithu Maharaj ki Anand, yes. One minute. We are in time. Yes, Prabhu.
Regarding this Tikshva, tolerance, forgiveness, to be do forgiveness to be shown only to the person who requests to be forgiven, or to show forgiveness to those who are also not humble to request forgiveness.
If you don't forgive anybody, then he will stay always in your heart. And since you are not forgiving him, it means he must have offended you, therefore you are not forgiving him. He has offended you, therefore you are not forgiving him. So if you don't forgive him, he will sit in your heart. He will sit in your heart. The person who you don't want to see face, why you are carrying in your heart? Jiska muh nahi dekhna chahte ho, usko dil mein utha ke kyun ghoomte ho? Chhodo phek do na. Why don't you forget and get him out? That is a gentleman's way. If really devotee, why should devotee, if devotee carries somebody else in the heart, how can he keep Krishna in the heart? So devotee must immediately forgive. Even somebody don't ask for forgiveness. He should forgive him because he should get him out of his heart. Otherwise Krishna will have no seat to enter into the heart. You go and beg him that even you have done so much, but still please, I am forgiving you. I want to take out. If you are not really bold enough to go to him, then write down on a piece of paper, so and so, Gopal Das, since you have done this offense to me, I am forgiving you, sign, and then tear the paper and throw it out. Let it get out of your heart. Don't carry any grudge against anybody, because by that you will never get a peace of mind, and without peace of mind you can never have a pure chanting. So get it out. You don't want to forgive somebody? Don't get offense. Forgive. Forget. After forgive, forget. Don't go outside, I have forgiven so many people. You forget them also. Not only forgive, forgive and forget. And then move forward. There is a standard method. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anandamaya Mahaprabhu, thank you very much.